Thank you very much. Is everybody situated? Okay, yeah. Cell phone check, please. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 81, Text 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Iti Ukta api dvijas
tasmai
vridita pataye shriyaha prituka prasurtim rajan na prayachchad avan mukaha.
There's an error in the first line that should be dvijas, not dvijas. Dvijas on line one.
It yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita
pataye shriyaha. Pituka prasritim rajan
na
prayachchad avan mukaha. It yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita
pataye shriyaha. Pituka prasritim rajan na prayachchad avan mukaha.
It yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vritita pataye shriyaha.
Prituka prasritim rajan.
Na prayachchad avan mukaha.
Yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita pataye shriyaha.
Prituka prasritim rajan.
Na prayachchad avan mukaha.
Ityukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita pataye shriyaha.
Pituka prasritim rajan.
Prayachchad avan mukaha.
Ladies.
It yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita pataye shriyaha.
Pituka prasritim rajan.
Prayachchad avan mukaha.
It yukto pi dvijas tasmai.
Vridita pataye shriyaha.
Prituka prasritim rajan.
Prayachchad avan mukaha.
Iti thus.
Uptaha.
Addressed.
Api.
Although.
Dvijaha.
The Brahmana.
Tasmai.
To him.
Vriditaha.
Embarrassed.
Pataye.
To the husband.
Shriyaha.
Of the goddess of fortune.
Pratuka.
Of flat rice.
Prasartim.
The palm fulls.
Rajan.
O king.
Prikshit.
Naprayachchat.
Did not offer.
Abak.
Bowed down.
Mukaha.
Whose head.
Shukadeva Goswami continued, even after being addressed in this way, O king, the Brahmin felt too embarrassed to offer his palmfuls of flat rice to the husband of the goddess of fortune. He simply kept his head bowed in shame. Purport. According to Acharya Vishwanath Chakravarti, the description here of Krishna as the husband of the goddess of fortune implies that Sudama questioned himself, how can the Lord of Sri eat this hard, stale rice? By bowing his head, the Brahmin revealed his meditation. My dear master, please do not make me ashamed. Even if you request it from me repeatedly, I will not give this to you. I have made up my mind. But the Lord countered with his own thought. The intention you had fixed in your mind while coming here must not be frustrated, for you are my devotee. Om Jnana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapatantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Shadrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prasabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kolpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It yukto pi dvijas tasmai vridita pataye shriyaha, pratuka prasurtim rajan, naprayach chad, avan mukha. The Lord had said to the Brahmin Sudama, you must have brought something for me from home. You must have brought me some present. Where is that offering? Yes. Even if it's a small thing, I regard it as very great when it's given in pure love. So, what have you brought? Ityuktopi dvijastasmai. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead spoke in this way, Sudama felt bashful, ashamed, vridita. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune. How can I offer him this pitika prasutim, these palmfuls of flat rice, stale, mentioned here, stale flat rice, just whatever his wife could get from begging from the neighbors. So he, na prayajchat, he didn't respond, oh yes, here it is. He thought, this is unworthy of the Lord. Although the Lord had said, patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya priyachati, tadaham bhaktyuparitam ashnami paritatmanaha. I accept even the smallest thing when it's offered with pure devotion. Sudama didn't think, oh, well, then okay. If it's offered with pure devotion, then you accept it. Well, here I am. I'm your pure devotee. So even though it's not very good rice, I know that you'll accept it from me. He thought that, how can I offer this to the Lord? In a later verse, the Sudama reflects, Kvaham Taridra Papiyam Kva Krishna Sri Niketana Brahma Bandhur Iti Smaham Babu Bhyam Parirampitaha. Kvaham, who am I? Taridra Papiyam, a sinful Brahmin. Why sinful? If you weren't sinful, if I weren't sinful, why am I so poor? If someone's diseased or poor or ugly or disadvantaged in some way, then it must be due to his sinful activities. So although I'm a Brahmin, I must be a very sinful Brahmin. I can't even maintain my wife. And so Daridra, but, and qua Krishna, and who is Krishna? Sri Niketana, the husband of the goddess of fortune. Yes, the transcendental form of all opulence. So how can I offer to Krishna anything? He's Sriniketan. You know, like you approach Mr. Birla or whoever the big guys are, I forget all their names. And, don't even want to remember their names. You approach, sir, please, I've come to your office or I've come to your mansion and I've brought something for you. Four palmfuls of poa. And he might say that, who am I? The owner of this conglomerate, the chief executive officer of this, the trustee of that, and who are you? Such and such Das Brahmachari from Chopati Temple. Or the brahmacharya might think that who is he? I had to go through four sets of security and up this elevator and into this marble flat with art collection and furniture and just to see him. And what am I going to offer? Here's four palmfuls of rice. If he's a really big guy, he probably owns 10 or 20 rice mills. So, Kwa Krishna Sriniketana Brahma Bandhur Iti Smaham. I'm just a Brahma Bandhu. I'm not even a proper Brahmin. And yet, Krishna has embraced me with his arms. Oh, how kind Krishna is. That's his later reflection. Now he's thinking that how can I offer this to Krishna? Vriditam. Vriditam means he felt shy or ashamed. When Prahlad Maharaj was in the presence of Lord Nrisimhadev, and Lord Nrisimhadev had killed his Prahlad's father, then Lord Nrisimhadev was so angry, and all the demigods were trying to calm the Lord down. Brahma offered prayers to the Lord, my dear Lord, and this one and that one, everybody was, all the big demigods were offering their prayers to the Lord. And the Lord didn't change. He remained furiously angry. We become angry, but only a little bit angry. The Lord is unlimitedly angry. Even when we're angry to our limit is very small. And the Lord has no limits. So his anger is unlimited. Just like Prabhupada said, even if they accuse Krishna that he's lusty, even if you think he's lusty, he's unlimitedly lusty. You're only lusty to a certain extent, you and I. But even if you think Krishna's lusty, there's no limit to his love. That means absolute. In everything, Krishna is unlimited. So in anger also. He was unlimitedly angry. And the demigods are trying to calm him down, trying to please him, trying to... No success. The goddess of fortune was afraid. I've never seen my husband like this. So then Brahma, after all, he's the most intelligent person in the universe. He thought that the Lord has come for Prahlad, so he pushed Prahlad forward, that you, the Lord has come for you, you please offer prayers to the Lord. So Prahlad didn't think, well, now all these demigods have offered their prayers, but now's my shot. You know, they couldn't do anything. Now I can show my stuff. He thought that such big demigods have offered such beautiful prayers to the Lord, all composed in the finest Sanskrit, and they're the most pious living beings in the universe. Their prayers have failed to satisfy the Lord. Then what will I do? I'm the son of a demon, and I'm just a child. What can I do? So he wasn't thinking, I'll surpass everyone. He thought, I'm the most unqualified. But then he remembered that one elephant, Gajendra, was in danger and offered prayers to the Lord, and the Lord accepted them. So he thought, well, if the Lord will accept prayers even of an animal, then all right, let me accept Brahma's request. So this is the mood of a devotee. He doesn't think that I'm the most qualified or my offering is so valuable. We may be very expert. If it's bhoga, we may be first-class cooks. If it's business, we may be first-class businessmen. If it's art or theater, we may be first-class artists or actors. If it's a ritual, we may be the most excellent pujari. If it's chanting, we may be the most expert reciter. If it's class, we may be the most erudite speaker. We may be the best sewer outfits for the deity. But what is it? We're all little insects in comparison to Krishna. We're all little insects. Prabhupada said, what is the use of your dal, rice, and chapatis? He said, Krishna can create a million servitors like you in a moment. Krishna expands himself eternally in unlimited numbers of living entities. So what is our qualification that I'm so excellent, I'm so qualified? Krishna's not impressed. Krishna's not impressed. And if we think, well, I may not be a very good cook, or I may not be a very good pujari, or I may not be very good in whatever it is, but I'm advanced in devotional service, so certainly Krishna will accept my offering, then that's the next disqualification. Because the advanced devotee doesn't think, I'm such an advanced devotee. He thinks, who am I? And who is Krishna? The Mayavadis are just the opposite. Who am I? Soham. I'm he. Tattvam asi. I am that absolute truth. Soham asmi. They've freed themselves from the pride of being presidents and kings, but they've been captured by the trick of Maya in such a way that they think that I'm the supreme absolute truth myself. There's no difference between me and God. Patantyadha anadrita yushmanangriya. Therefore they fall down again to material existence. Even after undergoing so much trouble for spiritual realization, even if they do merge with the absolute truth, they fall down again to this material world because they neglect the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. Its pride extended as far as it can go. Tattvamasi. You are that. Prabhupada turns that around in a purport of Bhagavad Gita and says that one becomes perfect when he says to Krishna, you are that. Doesn't apply him to himself. Yes, I am that. You are that. You are that Supreme Absolute Truth. And Mami Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. I am a tiny part and parcel of the Absolute Truth. My qualities may be the same as yours, but I have them to a tiny extent, and you have them unlimitedly. So the devotee always considers himself unfit. He considers himself unfit and thinks that, what can I offer? And Krishna accepts that mood. That with all my shortcomings, anyway, let me try to offer something to please you. So Sudama has that qualification. He's, although he's so exalted that he's Krishna's personal friend, he's thinking that, what can I offer to Krishna? How can I offer to the husband of the goddess of fortune this unsuitable offering? And who am I compared to him? So he's the exemplar of a pure devotee. Amanitva dambitva himsakshantira. This is the qualification of knowledge. Knowledge begins with humility. Amanina amanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Okay, we can stop here and see what questions there are. If any.
Hari Bol, Hare Krishna Maharaji. Maharaji, the mood of Sudama was that he did not offer humility, he did not offer anything to Krishna. So if that is the mood...
No, that's not our standard. Well, I'm so unfit, I won't offer anything to Krishna. Is that your question?
Yes, Maharaj.
No, that's not the example. I'm so rotten, I'm so fallen, I'm so unqualified, I'll just forget it and go back to material life. No. Sometimes devotees think that way. We find newer devotees, they're aware of their disqualifications. I commit offenses while I'm chanting, or I don't have a taste, or maybe even I break regulative principles I can't follow. And then they think, well, then I'm disqualified. I should give up. But I was just hearing Prabhupada said that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. No one is disqualified. No one is rejected. Rupa Sanatana had been rejected by the whole Brahmin society because they'd become servants. First of all, servant of anyone means you're disqualified. You're Shudra. And they become servants of the Muslim government. So they were outcasts. They were thrown out of the Brahmin society. You're unfit. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. Haridas Thakur was coming from a Muslim family. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted him. Jagai and Madhai were the most sinful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted them. So there's no one whose background disqualifies him. And even in the present, one may be full of disqualifications. He may be disqualified. A person who's not following the regulative principles is disqualified. Still he thinks, let me try to serve. In the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, if you can't do this, do this. If you can't do this, do this. If you can't do this, do something. Don't give up. Don't give up. And the person, even though he may be disqualified in so many ways, because he has that determination, he becomes successful. There's some prayer like that by Madhavendra Puri, that my relatives may call me mad, and maybe, that I may be disqualified in so many ways, but still I won't give up this determination to serve Krishna. That should be our mood. Yes. Srinathji. Or wherever the microphone has gone, I can't control it. Or wherever it will go.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for this class. You just mentioned about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying nobody is disqualified. I just had one doubt which you may be able to kindly clear it. Jagai and Madai, when they did this ghastly act and injured our Nityanand Prabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to, where is my chakra, I have to chop the head off. And it was Nityanand Prabhu who stopped him.
Hmm.
So how do you resolve this?
Yeah, therefore, even if we think that I'm so disqualified, Krishna won't accept me. Or I'm so disqualified that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu won't accept me. Then we go to Nityananda Prabhu. Yes. In Vrindavan, they don't go to Krishna. They don't even try. They go to Radharani. And Krishna is very hard, but Radharani is very soft-hearted. So let us go to Radharani and beg for her mercy. Or, thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, better to approach Nityananda Prabhu. He's more merciful. Or the spiritual master is considered the manifest representative of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Or the manifest representative of Srimati Radharani. So one can think that Krishna won't, how will Krishna ever accept me? But if I can somehow satisfy my spiritual master, then there's hope. Therefore we're advised not to try to break into Krishna's circle, or not even directly to try for Krishna's mercy, but to please the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna and get Krishna's mercy that way. Is that okay? Thank you. Something else? Yes.
Maharaj, in your class just now you mentioned that Lord Brahma is so exalted personality, very intelligent person. Actually, we are coming that parampara. Then how such great exalted personality can commit some offense? If most of the people don't know even, and we don't want to talk on that subject, but how that is possible for such great people to do that mistake?
Management. He gets involved in management. When one accepts responsibilities, in management, then there's always some difficulty. Or practical affairs. There's always some difficulty. Because I'm supposed to serve Krishna, but to serve Krishna I have to bring this person into line, or I have to say no to this person, or I have to promote this person and then he becomes a rascal. I have to do this, or I have to do that, I have to expose myself to this, I have to deal with that. So there's some risk there. Therefore, Brahma's asking in Bhagavatam, how can I do this and not be entangled? We have some little job, temple commander or whatever it is. Brahma has to create the whole universe and populate it with living entities and manage the whole administration. So he's asking, how can I do this and not become entangled? And he's advised that you just do this in the spirit of devotional service and I'll save you. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. Arjun is a pure devotee, but he's in the real world. In the real world, if you're a kshatriya, you have to fight. And then sometimes on the other side, your guru will be there, your grandfather will be there, your brothers will be there, your cousins will be there. But Krishna, therefore, papam eva shreyet asman hatvaitan atatayana. If I kill all of these superior people, I'll be overwhelmed by sinful reactions. But Krishna says, no, aham tvam sarvapa. Even if you think it's sinful, aham tvam sarvapa. Actually, it's not sinful. Sinful is if you refuse to do it. Ahankaram ashritya niyotya iti manyase. If you think by illusion, by false ego, that you won't fight, this is all nonsense. So Krishna says, you do it, and mamanusmara yudhyacha, always think of me. And aham tvam sarvapapebhyo, I'll save you, don't worry, mashucha. Is that okay? Microphone is coming.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Out of the four types of persons, artho, artharthi, jnani, jigyasu, surrender to Krishna, say for example, those who are in need of wealth and who are in misery or anxiety, they somehow come to Krishna and then in a life of 50, 60 or 70 years, due to the severity of his previous sins, his need may not be fulfilled or his problem may not get resolved for 20, 30 years. Then a person starts thinking that, oh, this person is Krishna is very difficult to please. And such kind of person, what is the remedy to continue and get going in Krishna consciousness?
He came to Krishna because he needed wealth or he was in distress, but because of the severity of his sinful reactions, after 50 or 70 years, still he hasn't solved his problem. So what should be his thinking?
Yeah. To continue Krishna consciousness, what is that one thing which can keep him going?
The one thing which can keep him going. Well, he has several choices. One is he can think, well, it's only been 50 or 70 years. If I wait another 5, I might still get it. Alternatively, he might think, what do I care about that stuff for? Dhruva Maharaj, he performed austerities, and very quickly he got everything. But he was thinking, what is the use of this? It's actually a curse to be king and rule over the greatest planet for so many thousands of years. And I have to stay in this material world to do that. What a fool I am. So he realized that the real benefit is not to become a king, to surpass my grandfather. The real benefit is to have the opportunity to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. If one comes to that platform, then what does he care about his artha, artarthi? It becomes insignificant. Is that okay? If one becomes Krishna conscious, then everything becomes all right. We sometimes had this experience. Many of my godbrothers have reported the same experience, that we'd have some great difficulty that we were facing, or some great problem, or some great, vexation. And we thought that, you know, maybe when Prabhupada comes, we'll present our grievance to Prabhupada. You know, maybe it's some disagreement with some other devotees or the management or whatever it was. So when Prabhupada comes, then we'll present everything. And then Prabhupada comes and he sees you and says, is everything all right? And immediately, you can't even think of what was wrong. Yes, Srila Prabhupada. You can't even remember what the problem was. One who comes in touch with Krishna, one who comes in touch with pure devotional service, may come to that realization that what do I care about artha or artarthi? Some money for this body? Some distress relating to this temporary body. What is that? If I can have the association of Krishna, the opportunity to serve Krishna. Even the Gani, Bahunam Janmanamante Ganavan Mam Prapadyate. The hell with all this Gan. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. That's all. Finished. Samahatma Sudurlabha. He becomes better than all the Gyanis of the universe. And all his Gyan, his desire for Gyan, is all taken care of. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Thank you very much, Maharaj. That point was raised when we feel a lot of demotivation, and but still we should go on. I mean, even if we don't have the qualification, we may feel demotivated, but we should go on. Mm. And then you mentioned
before
that
you go on with your question, hold it just for a second. I won't stop you. But I was remembering some place in one of Prabhupada's books. It may be Narada Bhakti Sutra, which he didn't finish, or maybe it's not in one of his books, and I heard it from Satsarup Maharaj. One or the other. That when that naturally a devotee thinks that he's unqualified, that he's lower than the lowest, and so on and so on and so on. But if one, following that line of thought, becomes discouraged to the point where he doesn't serve, then it's sense gratification. I'm the most fallen. That's all about me. We should feel fallen, we should feel unqualified, but not to the point where, so I won't serve Krishna. And then that's Maya again. I won't serve Krishna. Then who am I going to serve? Well, it becomes self-indulgence. And we know, even in the material world, people who, this is what they do, you know, they cry about their own situation and they're full of self-pity, and it's a kind of, you know, that's what keeps them going. That's their life. is to just go on and on in this loop of how the world is, how unfortunate they are. And it's a kind of disorder. So in devotional service also, it's a kind of disorder to come to the point of feeling, I'm so fallen that I won't serve Krishna. The acharyas show the example, I may be the most fallen, still I'll serve. Yes, your interrupted question. Now I messed you up, I'm sorry.
Hare Krishna. So Maharaj, you mentioned that in Bhagavad Gita also Lord says, if you can't do this, and then the whole level, and then you mentioned that we should have the determination to keep doing that. So I wanted to ask you about this determination. I mean, we don't have that determination to do this. I mean, we are lacking that determination, so that principle of determination is not there. That's why even after knowing what is right, I mean, if I'm not able to do that, that is a problem. I mean, so how
do something? Do something. Be determined to do something. Something I'll do for Krishna. It may be the smallest thing, but be determined to do that much at least. If you can't chant 16 rounds, chant 12. If you can't chant 12, chant 1. But do something. If you can't follow 4 regular principles, follow 3. Whatever it is, you can't offer a lakh, offer 100 rupees. Whatever you can do. I'll do this much at least without fail. Now, naturally we should come up from there. That's the idea. When Krishna says, if you can't do this, do this. The idea is, well, if you do this, then gradually you'll come up to the higher standard and do that. Not that we just remain complacent. Yes, I chant 1 mantra a day. But even if it's that, all right, chant your 1 mantra a day without fail. And because you're determined to do that much, gradually, gradually. And better that will, all right, now I'm doing this much, I can do this much. Till we come to the pure standard or to the right standard. Not, we shouldn't just be easygoing. If we don't have determination, better to associate with those who have determination. My determination will waver. Even we devotees, they want to go out and distribute books. But if the man is left on his own, by the end of the day, he's decided that, well, this and this and this, and he doesn't go out. He was feeling, what if people say no, or he was feeling like, I'll wait for the 12, till 12:30, till the Mahaprasadam comes, or, you know, whatever he was thinking. He didn't have the determination, let me go out. But if he associates with those who are determined, they'll grab him. Come on, let's go. Well, come on. And he's out there. And once he's out there, he's happy. He has his ups and downs, but he gets it. So we're advised, sadhu sangha sarva shastre koi. Associate with the devotees, especially those who are more advanced devotees. A problem is that the least advanced look for those who are still less advanced to associate with. Then they don't make progress. But if we look up for higher association, then by that higher association, their qualities will rub off on us, and we'll get that. I may not have determination, but if I associate with those who are determined, I'll get it. Even by reading the books or hearing the books, I may not be determined, but then I'll hear about Dhruva Maharaj, whose very name means determination. Or I'll hear about other devotees who are so determined to serve Krishna. And it starts percolating. Well, if they could do that much, I could do this much. So we're associating with those great devotees in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. For those who are in a different, taking things from a different angle, avoid sex life. That will increase determination. Brahmacharya increases determination. Yes. So someone is thinking, how can I remain brahmachari? That will, or in householder life, strictly follow these principles of restricted life. Now that is what requires determination also. But for that we should associate with those who are determined. Is that okay?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. As aspiring devotees, when we go to somebody's house, as an aspiring devotee, we know we eat food that is cooked by devotees chanting 16 rounds and it's offered to the Lord. But in my case, when I go to my parents' house, not to criticize, but all pranams to my parents, but the food is not cooked by my mother, she doesn't have a bath and she's not chanting. And I've explained to her that we follow certain...
So you cook?
She doesn't like my... I'm not a good cook, Maharaj. She doesn't like what I take.
So that gives you something to learn so that you can...
So should I eat out there? Because then I ate 2-3 times and then...
Bring Mahaprasad from the temple. I know you're cooking every day, so much work. So I brought you this, so many things from Radha Gopinath temple and then in that way.
Okay, Maharaj. Thank you. Hare mm-hmm. Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Thank you for coming. Maharaji, my question is between Sudama and Krishna, there was Rukmani Devi. So, she managed so well. She allowed Krishna to have little surprise, and the one-fourth part she didn't allow him to have. So how do we manage?
How do we manage?
Krishna got everything what was required, but not excess. She pulled his Krishna's hands, and she managed that very well. So how do we get that wisdom?
So you're wanting to know how you manage your husband to hold him back? Is that the question?
Yeah, that little intellect,
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, that little intellect, yeah, as a wife, even what was the secret? Only devotion or what was the secret? Rukmani Devi was,
why did she stop him?
Yeah, why did she stop him and how did she stop him? It was her pure devotion.
Okay, one is principle and the other is technique. Hmm? She gave her reason that you've taken, 3 mouthfuls of rice? We're so indebted to him already now that you've taken 3 palmfuls. If you take the fourth one, how will we ever repay? That was the reason that she gave. With three, maybe we can repay. We'll give a palace, we'll dress his wife up with all jewels and everything, servants, everything. We can do that. That's for 3. If you take the fourth one, then what will I do? I may be the goddess of fortune. I can provide some, but what will I do if you take this fourth palmful? How are we going to repay him? That was the reason that she gave. There's no.
She was really. She had that devotion. Otherwise, the husbands don't listen.
That's what I thought. It came down to a question of technique. Well, you have to read Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully and observe the activities of Rukmini Devi and the gopis and Draupadi and all these others who kept their husbands and lovers under control. So one is advised to read Srimad Bhagavatam very carefully. Is that called artha? One wants to read for some benefit. So even you can advertise that you read this book and all the secrets of how to keep your husband under control. But I can't answer your question, otherwise all these men will be against me. Yes. Yes, you can. It's because of our desire for sense gratification that we're not becoming Krishna conscious. Yes? What? If we become Krishna conscious, every problem will be solved. Then, what does that mean? What do we mean by Krishna conscious? Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tat pratena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti ruchite. To get free from this bodily concept of life. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. Tat pratena nirmalam. To be freed from all of this false identification. And rishikena rishikesha sevanam. To engage our senses always in the service of Krishna's senses. This is one answer. There, Krishna consciousness can be described in many ways. But this is the beginning definition.
It's very difficult to understand what's said. Make it more simple so we can apply it in real life.
Oh, I was about to up-level it. And say this is, you know, the beginning definition. Prabhupada, what is that verse, that Rupa Goswami's verse, that Anya Vidlashita Shunyam? No, not that. That one should Tatraloyam. What is that? Love. Oh, you have a microphone. Great.
Tatram Lolyam.
One should be so eager to serve Krishna. That what is Krishna consciousness? It's such a valuable thing that one should have that eagerness, that if they're selling it in the marketplace, let me get as much of it as possible. What is the price? The price is our eagerness. So Prabhupada said he took that name of the society, Antarashtriya Sri Krishna Bhavanamrit Sangh, from this verse. That Krishna Bhavanamrit, that eagerness to serve Krishna, that's Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, Sarvapada beginning is, or general definition is, to get free from this bodily concept, to know, to remember that I'm the servant of Krishna. How do we do that in daily life? We're being trained how to do that. Chant Hare Krishna. Here, this sadhana program is our basic program for reviving our Krishna consciousness. Chant Hare Krishna. Hear regularly from Bhagavad Gita as it is, and Srimad Bhagavatam. Associate with the devotees of Krishna. Worship the deity of Krishna. By all of these activities, Chaito Dharpanam Arjanam, consciousness becomes purified, Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam. And when the consciousness becomes purified, Krishna consciousness comes to the fore. Is that okay? Yes.
Maharaj, in this episode we see that Krishna is bestowing unlimited fortune to Sudhamaji. And in 11th canto, when Krishna is asked, how do you offer your mercy? So Krishna says, I take away the fortune of the devotees. That is my mercy. So how do we understand what is Krishna's mercy?
Krishna's mercy is whatever he gives. Yatatata vavidatatu mampata. Whatever. If Krishna gives everything as he did to Sudama, that's Krishna's mercy. If he gives you a palace, if he gives you all of that opulence, it's only Krishna's mercy. And if he takes everything away, that's also Krishna's mercy. If he does both, gives it and takes it away, that's his mercy also. Or takes it away and gives it. With the Pandavas, he took everything away and then he gave everything. Whatever he does, that's his mercy. Not that, please be merciful to you, to me. What is that? I want this, I want that. Here's my laundry list. And if you don't give me all the items, then you're not merciful. His mercy is whatever he chooses to do. Is that okay? Or from another point of view, his mercy is devotional service. That if I'm wealthy, I can do devotional service. If I'm poor, I can do devotional service. Ahetakiya pratiyata, in any circumstance, the mercy is that I can serve. The real mercy for Sudama Brahman wasn't the palace, the gorgeous outfit for his wife, the servants. Of course, that was also Krishna's mercy, but the essence of Krishna's mercy was that he was able to serve the Lord. That his relation, that he wasn't carried away. Now I've got a palace, now I've got this, now I've got that. He remains in the same consciousness that, who am I? Just a poor, sinful Brahmin. And who is Krishna? The Supreme Personality of God. He didn't lose that.
Maharaj, how do we understand that something is mercy of Krishna, or is it because of our past karma? How do we differentiate?
How do we understand whether something's mercy of Krishna or our past karma? Either way, it's the same. If it's our past karma, suppose I get smashed. It's either Krishna's mercy or it's my past karma. Either way, it's Krishna's mercy. And if I get some benefit, that's also either, if it's my past karma, it's Krishna's mercy. Or else, it's just Krishna's mercy. The devotee sees Krishna everywhere. But not that he accepts some nonsense, someone passes him some hashish, he says, well, oh, Krishna's mercy. He judges everything by sadhu, guru, shastra. Not that he becomes a fool and a rascal and says, well, I'm just taking Krishna's mercy. But when there's ups and downs, he takes it as Krishna's mercy either way. Prabhupada gave the example that a good businessman, whether the market is up or the market is down, it's good. Because when the market is up, he sells and makes a profit. And when the market is down, he buys cheap. So either way, he doesn't care if it's up or down. If it goes up, he's ahead. If it goes down, he's ahead a different way. So the Krishna conscious person, either way, it's like Krishna's mercy. So the Krishna conscious person, under any circumstance, not that if I get X, it's Krishna's mercy, and if it's Y, no, any ups or downs of material fortune, he accepts, all right. But he remains fixed in his determination to serve Krishna. And if he's a serious devotee, he remains fixed in his determination to follow the orders of the Shastra, the orders of the spiritual master. Not that he makes an excuse that, you know, this Maya was sent by Krishna. Not that kind of... Maya also means mercy, but that's not the kind of mercy we want to accept. Should we stop here? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Krishna.
Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Brinda ki jai, Gaur Premanande.